Next on our agenda is public comment. At this time, I turn it over to Justice Miller.
Thank you, Chief Justice. At this time, we're going to provide an opportunity for members of the public to provide general comments on aspects of judicial administration. The Judicial Council welcomes public comment because the process enables members of the public to express their ideas and state their concerns on policy matters. There are two opportunities for public comments. The first involves general comments on issues relating to judicial administration. These are comments about matters not specifically on today's Judicial Council agenda. The second involves comments on a particular item on the agenda, which will be heard when we get to those specific parts of the agenda. Before we begin hearing from members of the public, I'd like to note several important features of the public comment process for those who may be unfamiliar with the Judicial Council. The Judicial Council is the policymaking body for the judicial branch of California. The Council addresses issues of statewide importance, such as developing the budget for the judicial branch and the courts, seeking funding for sufficient judicial and administrative staffing, achieving court efficiencies and savings, and adopting rules and forms to enhance access to the courts. From the agenda from today's Council meeting and tomorrow's, you will see that there are all types of matters about which the Council is concerned and on which we invite public comment. And for me personally, I can tell you that the comments that we've received both in general public comment and on the specific items has been very informative on issues we will deal with in the future and on matters that we vote on a regular basis here. On the other hand, as the Chief Justice noted, the Council is not an adjudicatory body. The Council, unlike the courts, does not make decisions in individual cases, and it does not become involved with, nor does it intervene in these cases. That is outside the scope of the Council's authority and responsibilities. Therefore, in the public comment process, the Judicial Council does not receive comments and suggestions about individual cases, nor is staff authorized to distribute material related to those individual cases. We ask that you please keep this in mind if you are presenting comments to the Council today. Today we have a number of people who have requested to speak on matters of importance to judicial administration. The Judicial Council reserves 30 minutes for these public comments. The time allotted for each speaker is dependent on the number of speakers. The total number of individuals who have requested to speak at today's meeting are 29. Based on the number of requests, even though the time available may be close to what we provide, each of the members will have, those who will give public comment, will have 1 minute, except Barbara Kaufman, who has two, Catherine Russell, who has two, Shelley Adair has provided 1 additional minute to Catherine Russell, and then there'll be 2 minutes for Elizabeth Breckhess, if I pronounced that correct, who will also have 2 minutes. Again, we appreciate you're here. You've traveled a great distance. They are of matters of importance to you and to us, and so we welcome, as we always do, your public comment, and we please again ask that you remember the rules that provide for the Judicial Council. So, Chief, we'll start with our first speaker, Barbara Kaufman. If you come forward, please, and speak from the podium. And I'll remind you when you have about 15 seconds. Thank you.
I know the time is going to fly. My name is Barbara Kaufman. I'm a family law attorney based formerly in Marin County, now in Mount Shasta. I've spoken to the Judicial Council many times before and brought my concerns about Marin County, along with many other people, to the Judicial Council. I'm here today because the governor and the Attorney General and Marin County Council and Bob Buckley told me to bring my concerns here. And I assume you all have a copy of the governor's letter referring me to the Judicial Council. If not, I did provide it. He was responding about my communications to him of June 22, 2014 and follow-up communications of July 22, 2014 and September 22, 2014. The issues related to the falsification and backdating of Marin family records, well, Marin records, by Kim Turner, who is a former Judicial Council member, a current Judicial Council appointee, and the court executive officer. I provided proof that it happened. The Marin Superior Court presiding judge has admitted that orders were backdated. The official Turner's record does not correctly reflect the date of entry of orders where the issue of date of entry is of primary importance. We've asked for a notice of entry of order from the court. They won't give it to us. I was told to bring this issue here. I was informed today by Nancy Carlisle that none of you have any of the materials about which I'm going to make my request. We want a public hearing about all the issues in the CJE public comment. But I want a referral by this counsel to the FBI and a request for an investigation of the document tampering in Marin County and other counties. I've provided in my materials proof. I cannot believe only the Chief Justice and Justice Miller have gotten those documents. It's mind-boggling to me that the governor, the attorney general, have referred me here, and none of you have the information to decide whether or not to refer this to the FBI.
Time.
It is not true. No way I can cover this here now. We've asked for a public hearing. All of us here, we want a public hearing.
Thank you.
You serve the public, and we need it, and you should read all of the correspondence.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Kathleen Russell, I'm sorry. 2 minutes.
Thank you, Justice Miller, Madam Chair, members of the Council. I'm Kathleen Russell, the Executive Director of the Center for Judicial Excellence. For those unaware, and I know Martin is new on the scene here, CJE is a nonprofit that is committed to improving judicial accountability and protecting the rights of children and vulnerable populations in the courts. I'm not a litigant. I've never been a litigant in California. I'm just a concerned Californian, as are many of all of our board members. Did just want to briefly echo what Barbara has requested, which is a public hearing on these issues related to problems in the branch that have been ongoing for the 8-plus years that our organization has been in existence. I know that the Judicial Council revamped your public comment process this summer, and I believe you did that in order to make it easier for the public to communicate with you about their concerns about the branch. But if our experience in the last couple of weeks is any indication, I don't believe that your work is done in this regard, because we were told by Bob Buckley in September, when over 60 people came here from 16 different California counties, that we would have 3 minutes each to address the council. And we were not told that we would be punished by having less time, depending on how many people came, and that there would be a limit of 30 minutes for these very important issues. Children are being killed in California, and many times the courts are missing what's going on. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We're still in October. And we graciously request a public hearing on this issue. The family courts are forcing children into custody with abusers. It's been going on. We've been involved with the Elkins Task Force. A lot of those things haven't been implemented. There's a new Chief Justice. There is a new Administrative Director. Lots of new council members. We all saw you get sworn in today. It's time for a new era in California family courts, and we encourage you to please take this seriously. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Burdo. Steve Burdo. And just again for the record, Shelley Adair ceded her 1 minute to Kathleen Russell. 1 minute, please.
Thank you. Madam Chief Justice, members of the Judicial Council, thanks for hearing my comments today. You're going to hear from a number of people today who want to bring some important issues to the Judicial Council, issues that have, in the opinion of many litigants, activists, and attorneys, become serious access to justice issues for many in the California family courts. The issues are too numerous to list here. So we're here to ask for a meeting or a public hearing to discuss these important issues with members of the Judicial Council, particularly the Chief Justice. 1 minute or less is not an appropriate amount of time to meaningfully discuss these issues or really have a good dialogue, the dialogue that we need to have to discuss these issues. Now, I gather, Madam Chief Justice, that you don't have extensive experience in the area of family law, though I know you did serve in the Sacramento Superior Court for a while, but this is why we're bringing this here today. You're a new Chief Justice. We're bringing this issue here to you. I understand that in your daily operations, you're probably dealing with a million things, so we wanted to bring this here to you because you are the head of the courts, and now we've alerted you, or we will be alerting you to these issues, and the ball's in your court to make a decision to limit it to this public comment, the
time,
minute or less, or to actually say, I want to learn more about this and I can do something about it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize if I mispronounce this next name, Yupa Aswazasant, and I apologize if I mispronounce that. From the California Nursing Association. Thank you. In 1 minute.
Hello, everyone, all the judges and the Chief Justice. My name is Yupa Asawasuksan. I am a registered nurse who received a 2-DESI award for an excellent nurse. I'm here today to request for a public hearing. So you, 1 minute, we cannot have a decent communication. As you know, we have an Ebola outbreak. And we all know we cannot address Ebola outbreak in 1 minute meeting. Family court corruption is like an Ebola outbreak.
Yes.
You know, and children are being killed, being hurt, be placed in abusive parents, abuser and a pervert. So I really begging you for a public hearing. You see these parents are sitting here, parents, grandparents. We here today and we would like you to hear us. Why are we here today? And 1 minute is not gonna address a problem. I live in Marin County.
15 seconds.
Thank you very much for having me today. Thank you.
Thank you. Connie Vallon. Team from the California Protective Parents Association. 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Council Members. I'm Connie Valentine from the California Protective Parents Association. We've been in dialogue with your staff since September 2000. Most recently, we presented to the DV Task Force in October 2012, at your recommendation. We continue to have concerns about family court. Our research shows 70% of identified batterers and 90% of identified incest perpetrators receive full or partial custody. Two-thirds of the children continue to report being injured, unless, of course, they die. Battered women often appear in pro per against seasoned attorneys. A lack of court records preclude appeals and effective complaints. Private and public recommending professionals provide hearsay in advance of a hearing, so the hearing is already done before it starts. And there's no standard form to ensure these professionals follow the laws and the rules. Finally, judges have been trained to be highly skeptical of abuse allegations. We need public
seconds.
Hearings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Emily Gallup. Thank you. 1 minute, please.
I am a former Family Court Services mediator. I worked for a court that did not operate in accordance with Family Code Section 5.210 or 5.215. Mediators were prohibited from conducting criminal background checks. Domestic violence victims were pressured to mediate in the same room with their perpetrators. Children were placed in the custody of violent felons. I tried to bring these issues to the attention of my superiors. I was told to keep my opinions to myself and follow chain of command. Unable to keep quiet, I became the target of retaliation. In desperation, I called the AOC for help. The representative, George Farrick, sounded genuinely concerned about my plight, but told me the AOC could only provide education, not enforcement of the court's compliance with the law. The damage our court inflicted upon our community could have been mitigated if someone had been empowered to respond appropriately to my call. No agency should operate without oversight. The judicial branch must be held accountable for the quality of its work. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim Robinson, family law attorney. Thank you. 1 minute.
Good afternoon. My name is Kim Robinson. I'm a family law attorney that practices in a number of counties in the state of California. It is imperative that the Judicial Council have a full public hearing on the problems in the family court. There are many of them. And I will say that allocating only 30 minutes today to public comment, in my view, shows a lack of serious interest and concern on hearing any issues from the public about these matters. In terms of court efficiency, one of the big ways that the Judicial Council could improve the efficiency of superior courts and appellate courts is to require that the judges therein and the court-appointed professionals follow California Rules of Court 5.220 dealing with child custody evaluations. They are not following them. It is creating havoc in the courts, danger to children. Children are ending up dead. We have a grandmother here, or a great aunt here, who's going to talk about that. And this is, I would think, a very simple solution. And given all the oaths that were taken here today to follow the California Constitution and follow the laws of this state, this is a very simple one that would certainly resolve a lot of the problems. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize again if I don't pronounce this right. Sherry Safapo, PhD.
Good afternoon. I'm a mother, and today I was looking for it. After 9 years, every day, they went after my work. They went after my child. They destroy us. They destroy us. I have 14 judges, 14 court members. I am Persian American. This is unacceptable. This is pure barbarian. This is unheard of. My parents said, let's get out. I said, no, this is United States of America. It's a court of law. They cannot do that. But justice. As a mother to mother, we love our children like you guys do. Look at it, all of you. After today, you guys are going to forget about us. I just want to ask you one question. What should I tell my son? What should I tell my son? For a stop the abuse, the court cry. This family court, Maureen Family Court, and San Francisco Family Court are an organized criminal. Those attorneys are ruining justice, Your Honor. They lie, they con, they plan. We cannot win anymore because they are so experienced. You just follow the money. That's all you got. I developed the terroristicdivorce.com. I got more than 57,000 hit. Please go to my website and see all those people. What are you doing here?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Siam Safapo?
Yeah, that's my son. So I continue. He didn't come. My son wanted to come to tell you guys how much he suffered.
We'll give you one more minute, so thank you.
His father threw him on the wall. The judge said, I don't see anything. The police returned him to me 14 times. My baby had the bruises. The judge did not do anything. I called a state auditor, Mr. Henderson. He ordered me to go to police department and file a child abuse against these barbarian commissioner and judges. And I did. I went to DA. DA did not file did not investigate. They sent me letter as usual. We know you are a victim, but we cannot do anything. DA has to change. All of them have to change.
Thank you. Robin Yemans, attorney at law. Thank you. 1 minute.
Hello, I've been a certified family law specialist since 1980, which is the first time the state certified specialist. I have a lot to tell you. There's no prayer of beginning it in a minute. I'm glad to get to follow that mother. Those are the people who call me up, begging and crying for help. The situation is very desperate. In 1995-96 in San Jose, the parents were so upset, they picketed, and you don't know this, they picketed the courthouse for a year. The struggle went on and on. Finally, in year 2000, we had a superb presiding judge, Judge Komar, who issued the protocol for change in family court, temporarily resolved some of the things, but it was only a protocol, so it's gradually turned invisible. And we have systemic problems we need to talk about across the state. The one of the most horrible is the ex parte process where CCP 1005 notice, hearing, due process, out the window. Somebody calls you up, says, I'll be in the judge's chambers tomorrow with an ex parte request. I knew of one case where the judge finally told the guy who was hammering the person, well, you do need to give her a copy of the papers before you leave your office. You can't even find out what you have to reply to.
Thank you. Tanya Nemchik, I apologize again if I mispronounced it. One minute.
My name is Tanya Nemsick. I'm a litigant in Contra Costa County. The issues of lack of accountability that allow the corruption to continue are too great to list in this short time period and too far great for you guys to really understand the depths. That it reaches our children and our lives and affects all of us. We need to have a public hearing where we can address all of these issues in depth so that you guys can truly understand the suffering that's going on with our children and with ourselves. The appeal court remands their decisions back to the trial courts. The trial courts laugh in our faces and say we don't have to do anything the appeal court says, ha ha ha, because there's no accountability. There's no consequences for their actions. They continue with the corruption. They continue with bribing each other. The attorneys need to be held accountable. The judges need to be held accountable. The CPS workers need to be held accountable. The police officers need to be held accountable. We have to give power back to our teachers and our pediatricians so that they can't get threatened and our therapists can't get threatened and bribed.
15 seconds.
The complaint system is just doesn't work at all. You complain and they send you nice letters saying thank you for your complaint, we'll look into it, and nothing happens and the corruption continues and the children still continue to suffer and nothing is being done.
Thank you. Thank you. Michael Warnken. One minute, please.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Unfortunately, 1 minute's not going to do it, but that's what I get. You started. I want to first of all appreciate you for letting me speak here. This is the grievance process, First Amendment. There is no goodwill. I'm sorry. You started by saying that, but it doesn't exist. I've been dealing with court crap for about 12 years. It's embarrassing. There are no checks and balances in this system. I'm a constitutional specialist. I study constitutional law all the way back through history, England. It's embarrassing. There are no checks and balances. We've had 3 impeachments in California history of judges. And I'll tell you, the things I watch go on go over the top of the 3 impeachments that we had in California. The judiciary is an aristocracy by design. But you need to feel what the people who pay your salaries feel about the system. Federalist 79. A power over man's assistance amounts to a power over his will. That was to create a buffer between the judiciary and the citizenship. But that buffer has become too great. The harm that you guys commit is far greater than the good that you provide. That is a harsh thing to hear, I'm sure. But unfortunately, at this point in time, it's true. And all of you need to be aware of it. I don't expect you to do anything, but you need to be aware of it.
Thank you. Sharon Kramer. One minute, please.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to thank the Judicial Council for adding this segment where public comments are made on things that are not on the agenda. As you can tell, this has really been a great way to open the door for you all to see what problems the public sees that you may not be aware of. And seeing them is the first step to addressing them. I'd like to follow up on what Barbara Kaufman said. There's a severe ethics problem in our courts, and it's happening in very many counties. I'm here from San Diego County. I have a degree in marketing. I'm a medical journal published author on the subject of how it became a false concept in U.S. public health policy that toxic, moldy buildings do not harm. So I do a lot of research on how information moves. That's what marketing is about. In my now decade of travels through the California legal system, it has come to my attention many times over that clerks and judges sometimes falsify court documents, and they sometimes falsify electronic records. That, under California Penal Code 134, that's
seconds.
A felony, and it's fraud upon the court. I join with the Center for Judicial Excellence, Barbara Kaufman, Governor Edward Brown, California Attorney Kamala Harris, in the understanding that you all are responsible to stop this pervasive problem in the courts.
Time.
You need to stop the fraud up in the court. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Angelique Barbeau. One minute. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for hearing me. First of all, you mentioned boots on the ground. I'm a United States sailor, 11 years. And it's one thing to be away from your children, but it's another thing that actually when your children are legally taken away from you. And I say legally to illegally. I echo everything that has been said here because it happened to me. But I did my own investigation. I am from Merced County, and I have been doing investigations throughout the areas of the county and outside the county as well. I've talked to many parents who have lost their children. There was one parent who was given her child up. She was forced to do that. And four times she's made the claim to the court that her child's child suicide. She had documentation. Second thing is, mentioned earlier, domestic violence. Now I'm a United States sailor, but I'm also a victim of domestic violence. In turn of all these things, why I'm standing here too, is because what happened is through all the parents is happening to people like myself. It's across the boards. It's horrendous. And I believe that coming forth today, I believe truly in your hearts, if this happened to you,
seconds.
You would do the same thing as all we want, because our children matter. And that's what you should hear today. Our children matter, so asking for a hearing would be very necessity. I really appreciate your time to hear, and there's more to hear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tammy Winternitz, I apologize if I mispronounce that. 1 minute, please.
Hello, my name is Tammy. I'm here from San Diego County, but also live at the moment in Butte County. I work for a nonprofit agency funded by state and federal funds for children's services. I have a graduate degree in child development from UC Davis and the University of San Diego. I come here with concerns about our judicial system. The California Rules of Court, specifically 5.220, have been violated grotesquely in a number of counties that I'm aware of, specifically San Diego County. I'm concerned about, as a result of the Elkins Task Force, our Family Code 3042, the children's voice, the mature, articulate child's voice, is not heard. Judges refuse to listen to a child who's 12, 13, 14 years old. I'm concerned that ex parte documents are being shared behind the scenes. I've seen it firsthand and also been involved in cases where this is happening. I ask that you, as a judicial oversight committee, please take note of what's going on here. Most of this, to my awareness, is happening at the trial court levels, but it is your charge to make sure that our policies, our rules are followed. People are being hurt. Children are being plucked out of lifelong primary custodial stable environments and placed with a parent placed with a parent they've never lived with and have also been negatively affected by. I'm just very concerned that these rules aren't being followed. Please.
Thank you. Charles Wagner.
My name is Charles A. Wagner. Thank you for this opportunity to speak today. I'm 81 years old on Social Security. I am the one that filed the quo warranto against Judge Halpin, Shasta County, and was successful. It was all done with facts, no hearsay. I urge you to please step forward and give us a public meeting on this. I'll close with this very short part. I failed to realize why I had to spend my funds that are so meager to do your job. This was your job, not mine, but I took it on because it was honest, it was direct, and it was successful. I really appreciate your time today. Please, please put your heads together and give us a public meeting on this. Thank you very much for today. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I do believe in this. I got my... I do believe in it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Archie Overton. Archie Overton. 1 minute, please.
Thank you for your time. I'm from Alameda County. I didn't know how many people are here. I have five copies that I can give out or leave here with you guys that further explain what I want to talk about. Welfare and Institutions Code 355 allows hearsay. Straight up violation of Idaho versus Wright. It allows hearsay. You cannot do that. They take kids on that. Yeah, they say you can object, but because of the draft contract made up by the AOC, dependency, representation, administration, funding, and training, that contract violates all attorney ethics because of the way it's written. Again, it's explained more into here, into detail, because 1 minute's not enough. A public forum would be great. Opening up the child protective courts would be good. California Rule of Court 5.684 requires that judge to accept that hearsay as competent evidence. Because of the draft, your attorney will never object. You're told you can't object because you have an attorney. The way the contract is written, it basically comes out and says that the attorney, your representative, gets paid for that hearing. Now, if they object and that hearing goes to an hour, they don't get time. They get paid for that hearing. And open up the courts. This explains more about the how, where of how my case went down, but my case is not important. It's the issue of 355 and the draft contract as written.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Where should I leave these?
You can give it to Nancy, and I'll take a look to see whether it can be distributed, but if you'd give it to Nancy Carlisle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Martelli.
Ray Martelli, and
yes.
I'm here to discuss constitutional law and administrative law. I'm concerned about the loss of our rights regarding the Constitution. The state Constitution is the same as the federal Constitution, and everybody, in my opinion, is asleep regarding our state Constitution. Administrative law is taken over. Administrative law used to call prerogative law. and we have too many politicians who make laws on their own prerogative, not the Constitution. We need the courts to write a decision connecting to the Constitution. Every judge should make his state a statement, write his brief, and link it to the Constitution. Because it's only going to end up at the 2,000 miles away in the Supreme Court, who make the final decision based on the Constitution. So let's start the Constitution right here, where it is. So we can avoid a lot of expense and time, and have every judge base his decision, write it up, state it, link it to the Constitution, because that's where it will end up. And I'd like to state that I think there's too much cronyism in the state of California. It would be nice if we just abolished the state bar.
Time.
Linked to state government. It's as more powerful than Standard Oil.
Thank you, sir.
And AT&T.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stacy Hart. One minute, please.
Thank you for hearing me today. My name is Stacy. I'm from Placer County, California. There is a lot of fathers and mothers that are suffering in that county and all counties in California. I hope we could get a public meeting, as Kathleen Russell has asked for. I would also like to say the most important thing I feel is we have to have court reporters back, because there's so much corruption. Court reporters, or at least and/or CCTV, would do amazing things. That's all I'd like to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara Monte. One minute, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Monte. I've been practicing law in the Bay Area for 27 years. I live in Marin County. I have a child, and I have experienced divorce. However, I'm here today in response to the attack on the Marin County bench. I'm also a member of the Marin County Judicial Fairness Committee and chair of the Administration of Justice Bench Bar Committee. The Judicial Fairness Committee hears complaints by the public or attorneys, parties, and judges. All issues are dealt with seriously, thoroughly, and quickly. In the 15 years of operation of the committee, I can say without reservation that there is absolutely no systemic problem with the Marin County Bench. I'm also chair of the Bench Bar Committee. Boy, we certainly gave respect to
that's
people
that's okay.
speaking.
15 seconds.
As chair of the Bench Bar Committee, I work with lawyers and judges to make the operation of the local court procedure run smoothly and fairly. We have found our judges to be hardworking and concerned. Their actions
please.
And rulings are appropriate, and they are committed
Time.
To serving the community.
Time. Thank you. Please.
If there are any further disruptions for the speakers, I'm going to ask CHP to please remove the speaker and explain our protocol out in the hall.
Roberta Fitzpatrick. One minute, please.
Chief Justice and members of the council. The AMA reports that 5 children die each day by firearms, and at least 3 die from abuse or neglect. Please use your power and your policies to keep children safe in family court. Require that judges make custody decisions based on facts, not on feelings or discretion. Protect abused children, as opposed to Section 3027, which says you don't have to. Stop enabling child abusers, child molesters, and child murderers. Please show yourselves to be trustworthy. Please be accountable. And I think my great-niece's life was worth more than a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer Green. One minute, please.
Hello. Thank you very much for your time. I'm here for concerns of our family court system. When you have one branch of the government where a judge can say, this is my courtroom, I don't have to follow the law, this is my courtroom, I can do whatever I want, this is my courtroom, I'm going to ignore that sexual abuse happened, I'm going to pretend it didn't, and there's nobody that you can go to for help, that's a big problem. We have a right to go to our court systems and expect our laws to be followed. We have a right to go to our court systems and expect our children to be safe. When police and CPS say that a child's being molested and a judge can then take that child and give them to the abuser, that is a huge problem. We need oversight for these judges, and we need a public hearing on our family court system.
Thank you. Susan Ferris. Thank you. 1 minute.
Hello, I'm Susan Farish, and my case is in Sacramento, California. I have a child custody case, and many of us here haven't seen our children in years. We're not going to see our children for holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I stopped buying presents for Maggie because I know she's getting too big. The judges, in my experience, what I've witnessed, what I've court watched, they're not following the law. There's no oversight or accountability. We have nowhere to turn. Commission on Judicial Performance, I think they just don't have enough funding to really follow or go after the reports that we put in. So please give us a public hearing. One incredible thing that happened in my case is
15 seconds.
James Brosnahan at Morrison Forrester heard about my case, and he took it on pro bono. It's in the appeals court, but it's been sitting there for nearly a year waiting for oral argument. So please give us a public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron Hale. One minute, please. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Erin Hale. I have a case in Placer County, California. I'd like to thank you for hearing all of us today. For so many of us who entered the family court system with the belief it would save us from further abuse, only to be re-victimized due to the lack of court accountability, I request a public hearing in order to fully present the myriad of issues plaguing the family court system. Children are dying. Children are being taken away from their protective parents. Children are being abused by the judges and the people that were supposed to protect them. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron Hale. Oh, I'm sorry. Ronald Pierce. One minute, please.
What I have to say will probably take just about a minute. My name is Ron Pierce of Rod Pierce et al. Versus the Chief Justice et al. Currently before the Ninth Circuit Court. And that regards me being put on the vexatious litigant list by the Fifth Appellate District Court on its own motion. No defendant. About a week after I started trying to get public records from the AOC. So, my experience through the court system is, first, it's a local corruption, but it connects to the greater corruption of the administrative office of the courts, which I guess now calls itself judicial counsel staff. The underlying issue that all of these people are bringing up is they're not being provided access at all. If anything, they're experiencing corruption. I myself was accused of domestic violence, but I know many mothers that have reported legitimate abuse of their children, and the result is they lose the child. The child gets put with the father. I know one lady, she lost her daughter for 5 years.
15 seconds.
And then on the other side, you've got a bunch of men that are being railroaded out of their kids too. There really needs to be a meaningful opportunity to be heard. It's an access issue, especially for the disabled. And I want to incorporate the very articulate rendering of the problem for access for the disabled
time
rendered by Justice Hill a
time
few years ago. Thank
time
you.
Thank you. Rolene Walker. One minute, please.
Thank you. I am not a litigant, but I do have a friend who is a litigant, and it's been a real eye-opener for me as just a normal citizen as to how difficult it is to get a real hearing in the Superior Court family law system. So I'm here from San Francisco County, and I would like to reiterate three of the areas that I have personally witnessed: a judge refusing to follow the law, no effective oversight. I've complained to this council 2.5 years ago, and other than having my complaint acknowledged, I have not heard a word. I have been shocked by watching a judge use information that was not part of the court record about one of the people involved in the courtroom. I am the retired director of enforcement for the U.S. Department of Labor Wage Hour Division and have quite a bit of experience with U.S. district courts. And I do have to say that I was pretty disturbed at the abuse of judicial discretion and the unprofessional behavior that I witnessed in Superior Court.
15 seconds.
I looked for an attorney for my friend. I talked to three attorneys who did not want the details of the case. They wanted to know what county it was. And when I told them it was Solano County, they refused to take the case without even hearing the details of it. You've got a problem. And I'm really encouraged to hear that you are interested in excellence.
Time.
Thank you. And that you're concerned about public perception, because in my case, it's gone way downhill.
Thank you. Michelle Saeda. One minute, please.
Hi, my name is Michelle Sayada. I was born and raised here in San Francisco. My mother is from France. My father is from Iran. We're ancient Assyrian. My ethnicity is Assyrian. I'm very disturbed about what I've endured as a citizen of the United States. 50-50 should be abolished. There shouldn't be any 50-50. And when there is any child abuse whatsoever in any case, it should be treated criminally, not in family courts. Family courts are not educated in abuse, domestic violence, sexual abuse, anything of any kind. And it should be treated criminally. And if you don't do something about this, I'm not imploring you. I'm demanding that you guys do something about this, because I've experienced it for the last 12 years and it doesn't stop. It's rape, it's slavery, it's court-ordered abuse, and it shouldn't happen to a little girl. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Clay Green, 1 minute.
My name is Clay Green. I've been a family law attorney for 37 years. I've practiced in all the courts in the Bay Area, and I've taken to trial dozens of cases and had hundreds of hearings, and I've had my share of wins and losses, but I have never felt that any case I've lost was a result of judicial corruption. The Marin County bench, where I primarily practice, has two fine judges. I couldn't say anything more positive about the two judges that we have. Whatever people's complaints are about the child custody system, they relate to perhaps resources. We do need court reporters. We do need more judges. We do need more assistance at the family court services level. But the problem is not corruption. Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth Breckus, 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Elizabeth Breckus, and I am a civil litigation attorney in Marin County. I am the president of the Marin County Bar, and I am a Marin native. I'm speaking here on behalf of the Marin County Bar Association, which is approximately 700 members of attorneys in Marin County, and I'm speaking in support of the Marin County Superior Court because we strongly disagree with the past criticism of the court by the so-called Center for Judicial Excellence. We are deeply concerned about the irresponsible and relentless allegations by these family court critics. There have been three independent investigations, reviews, and audits that have all concluded that their claims of judicial misconduct, cronyism, waste of public funds, favoritism, and bias are all unfounded and baseless allegations. There is no need for a hearing or a meeting regarding the Marin County Family Court bench. These criticisms are undermining the public's confidence in our court system, and they are doing a disservice to families that need help from the court. And this affects us as attorneys practicing in Marin County. They are also doing great harm to respected judicial officers and court officials who are doing important work of providing assistance to families, especially children, when they are under stress and undergoing a life transition. So many precious public resources have already been spent on this meritless criticism. It is time for the Judicial Council and for the public to reject these critics. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Justice, that concludes public comment. Again, on behalf of the council, I want to thank all of you. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for traveling here. And Chief Justice, that concludes the general public comment portion.
Thank you. We're going to stand in recess for 10 minutes and then take up the next few items. That's the order.